ABC Radio Australia.
In just under 2 months, New Caledonia will head to the polls for the second time to vote on its independence from France. In 2018, during its first vote, just over 55% of New Caledonia voted to stay with France, a result that was a lot tighter than expected. But this time, things are looking a bit different. For one, the vote is taking place during the global pandemic, and new political allegiances might see more Indigenous Kanak people take part in the referendum. So what can we expect from the vote and what's at stake for New Caledonia's residents? To find out, I'm joined by reporter Priyanka Srinivasan. Good morning, Priyanka.
Good morning, Talia.
So Priyanka, this all sounds a bit like deja vu. New Caledonia, as we said, had a referendum for independence just 2 years ago. So why are they gearing up for another one so soon?
Yes, that's right. It does feel a bit like a Groundhog Day deja vu. But it all comes down to this 1998 Nouméa Accord. This was an agreement that was made between the French government and also activists in New Caledonia and the government in New Caledonia. It guarantees actually three votes, not just one, two, but three votes if there was non-independence voted. So in 2018, as you mentioned, New Caledonians voted against independence, which meant they were going to a second vote, which we'll have this year in October, and potentially a third vote if, again, they vote for non-independence, which will happen before 2022.
It's kind of crazy. Like, this accord happened in 1998 and then they waited 10 years for their first vote of independence, and now it just feels like the other ones are coming really quickly after that rather than, you know, spacing it out. But, of course, when you vote for independence, you have to ensure that, you know, everything is stable and where you want it to kind of be heading or however it works out.
Yes, exactly. And, in fact, there were calls for them to scrap those two, and this referendum that's coming up and the next one, that was happening during 2018. But then this happened.
Ici c'est Kanaki. Cette terre n'est pas avant. Désolé, cette terre n'est pas avant. Ici c'est le pays Kanak.
So that was some celebrations that happened on the night. I remember I was there in Nouméa on the night of the vote in 2018. Mm-hmm. And those voices are not the voices of the victors who actually came up with the majority of the vote, the anti-independence bloc. These are actually the pro-independence bloc that were honking in the streets, that were so excited because, as you mentioned, they had a lot of much closer win than expected, a closer margin. And that sort of put to rest this talk of cancelling any referendum and sees us
breathed new life into independence votes.
Yes, exactly. And shows us where we are today with the next vote coming up. So, yes, in 2020, we've got this another second vote, another chance for New Caledonia to vote on this question of whether to be an independent country or to stay with France. So the official campaign hasn't yet come to life. It will come soon. And the vote itself will happen on October the 4th.
Now, New Caledonia has had some cases of coronavirus. And of course, this, as we said, is taking place during a global pandemic. So how could the pandemic affect this independence vote?
Yes, indeed. In fact, we just had the 23rd case confirmed on Thursday in New Caledonia. Before that, the last case, the 22nd case, I guess there, was on the 14th of July. So there has been quite a big space and very few active cases, you know, almost none needing hospital attention, and no deaths as well. But It is still a question in terms of the politics and sort of the background of this vote. It seems to be travellers, those people coming from overseas, that are bringing in the infection. And it has riled up, I guess, some pro-independence voters, pro-independence leaders, who say that that's a reason why we should have independence. For example, in April, there were 180 French soldiers that were sent to New Caledonia, and that a lot of pro-independence leaders said, well, this is putting us at risk, and this is why we should be independent and rethink the management of this crisis. On the same side, people who are against independence talk about the French healthcare when it comes to COVID-19 and how that's really important to fuel their decision. I spoke to New Caledonian journalist Patrick Nicar about what he thinks about this vote and how it might be affected by the pandemic. This is what he had to say.
I think that the COVID-19 pandemic will not have an influence on the vote. Because New Caledonia has not recorded any indigenous case, but the management of the crisis will be very much discussed during the meeting.
So that's Patrick Nicar, a journalist there, and he says that it won't really affect the vote, the coronavirus pandemic. But, you know, last time, like I said, I was there in 2018. We had international journalists there. Mm. We had international observers there to make sure the vote takes place as it needs to.
Yeah, the scrutiny is that are so important during a vote.
Mm. Yeah, and so there are questions around how that'll happen now with this pandemic in place.
Yeah, indeed. And Priyanka, how else will this year's independence vote be different to previous votes?
Yeah, so there are a few logistical changes to the vote. I spoke to journalist Patrick Nicar. He told me about this new decentralized voting system, which allows people to put in their vote without having to travel back to the islands. There are also the ability to automatically enroll, or this has already happened, people of Indigenous Kanak heritage. So they don't need to go through the registry process as usual. And there are also, of course, with any vote, the politics behind it all. We just had provincial elections last year, which saw a new French loyalist camp, so the pro-French, I guess, anti-independence coalition called Avenir en Confiance, which is like future in confidence. And they really had a strong support during those provincial elections. And also a new anti-independence party, Éveil Océania, Pacific Awakening, that also had strong support during those elections. On the pro-independence side as well, we have another allyship, another convergence, parties like pro-independence parties that boycotted the referendum in 2018. They said, you know, this referendum is illegitimate. It shouldn't happen, even though they were for independence. They've now said that they will support the 2020 vote. So it could be another shift in the way this vote comes out. Here's how journalist Patrick Nicar put it.
Now, but remember that the Kanak Labour Party and other independentist groups, they had boycotted the 2018 referendum. But you see, as just go unite now, you know, that's like the loyalists, like the loyalists too, despite their difference, you know, the loyalists go unite too. So we should have a lively referendum campaign.
That was New Caledonian journalist Patrick Nicar there. It sounds like it's going to be a very lively referendum indeed. Are there any early predictions of which way it will go?
Well, it's still a bit too early. Yeah. You know, we're a couple of months out. And, you know, as we saw last time, it's so unpredictable. Mm. You know, people were expecting it to go completely to the anti-independence side. You know, there was 70-30. That's what people were expecting. And we saw it a lot closer, you know, about 54%, 56% to 43%. So it's hard to predict. Patrick Nicar, the journalist, he said it could be another tight vote. He also said that people who were voting for independence might now be a bit more skeptical about what that means and might actually rethink their vote. Here's what he had to say about that.
There's some of them, I know them, some members of my family too, you know, they just go and vote for independence. But this time, I think they will vote for no. It's not like a different, you know, election that we have for our government. Now, it's a referendum, you know, it's for your culture.
Was journalist Patrick Nicar there speaking to me. And as he's finished off saying that, this isn't like any kind of vote. This isn't a vote for elections, isn't a vote for government. It's really a question a lot of New Caledonians are feeling about their culture, about their identity, about their history. Yeah. So it'll be very important come up October.
Absolutely. And we saw last week, the week before, when Vanuatu had their 40th independence celebrations and just how important those culture, history and identity are to a people, and how once they gain independence, just like how much stronger those connections seem to be. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens in New Caledonia come October 4th, and we'll be sure to keep you updated here on ABC Radio Australia. Priyanka, thank you so much.
Thanks, Talia.